you up from last year? Are you trying?
No, I'm
trying
about
to get
the same weight, man. You know,
about what, 280
yeah, or? Yeah, about 279, 280. Yeah.
How are you able to get off the line so quickly?
I just train really hard. You know, train really hard this year. You know, I got with a got a different type of trainer. You know, I just worked on speed. You know, I just wanted to be able to, you know, carry it, shift it around. You know, be able to really chase ball carriers down. And for the most part, it's looking like, you know, all the hard work this offseason has been paying off.
But how are you able to read that snap so quickly? Because you could be the fastest guy, but you have that natural instinct where you're able to get off the line quick.
I don't know. You got to thank my mom and dad for that.
How about schematically? How are you, you know, adjusting to that? I mean, was that kind of a transition?
I don't know. I mean, you know, you guys go back to the game on Thursday. You know, I think for the most part of the game, you know, that's a, you know what I mean, textbook. Whether it's two gap into converting from a two gap to a pass rushers, I thought it was a hell of a job.
Are you more comfortable, you know, rushing from the end in a 3-4 or from the inside when they go to the four man?
It just looked like that way. It just depends on what kind of offensive blocking scheme we get, and you know. Everybody, you know, get the same amount of rushes or same amount of opportunities to do it. It depends on, you know, what's your mindset when you're getting ready to go.
You were a huge Eagles fan growing up. What was this environment like, seeing some of the alumni come out through that tunnel?
It was great, man. You know, it was great to be a part of it. And, great to be here. You know, it was a good thing for the fans, everybody to come out. And, you know, the link is really big, so you really can't hear everybody, but today it was pretty loud.
How about the alumni coming out? Anybody that came through that tunnel that, you know, as a kid growing up, you idolized or you?
Yeah, all those guys, you know, they just paved the way, man. They paved the way, you know, to just which what being an Eagle was all about, you know, just laying it out there on the line every chance you get.
Who was your favorite Eagle, man? I mean, as a fan growing up?
Oh, man, I would say B-Dawg and Ricky Waters, man, those two.